Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
On July 7th, 1981, Ronald Reagan appoints Sandra Day O'Connor to the Supreme Court. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He'd promised to do it, and now he did. In 1980, Ronald Reagan had pledged to name the first female justice in history to the Supreme Court. An Eisenhower appointee, Justice Potter Stewart, announced his retirement. Now it fell to Reagan, in the first year of his presidency, to find a replacement. And he settled on Sandra Day O'Connor. Raised partly on a cattle ranch, educated in Texas and at Stanford University and law school, O'Connor was herself a kind of Eisenhower Republican, a devotee of the middle way between the extremes of left and right. In Justice O'Connor, we can trace the relatively rapid shift in American life and politics from one of prevailing centrism to a much more polarized ethos. She was confirmed, we should note, 99-0. As Evan Thomas shows in First, his marvelous biography of O'Connor, for a quarter of a century, she was the decisive vote on abortion rights, affirmative action, and Bush v. Gore, which ended the recounts in Florida in the 2000 election. O'Connor disliked disorder. She was not a great constitutional thinker. She was, rather, a sensible woman who sought not a revolution in American life or jurisprudence, but a subset of that word, prudence. Today, almost two decades after she left the court, such words can seem hopelessly antiquated. The Supreme Court has shifted dramatically to the right. There is no clearer example of this than the man who occupies the seat that O'Connor took after the retirement of Justice Stewart, Samuel Alito. It was Alito who authored the earth-shattering opinion of the court in the Dobbs case, a decision that ended a half century of precedent from Roe versus Wade, a case affirmed by O'Connor's decisive vote in the 1992 Casey ruling. And so Justice O'Connor, who today suffers from Alzheimer's, offers us a signpost along the way to a polarized era. Justice Antonin Scalia once described her as a politician with legal training, and she did have a political life, serving as majority leader in the Arizona State Senate. But instead of taking a partisan habit of mind from that experience, O'Connor saw governance as the art of compromise, a necessary element if a vast, disputatious, multi-ethnic republic is to long endure. and she herself was an emblem of the diversity of America. Ruth Bader Ginsburg looms much larger in American culture, but it was Sandra Day O'Connor who broke the barrier. She once said this, "The first step to getting power is to become visible to others, and then to put on an impressive show. As women achieve power, the barriers will fall, and we'll all be better off for it." And I would argue that we'd all be better off with more O'Connors and fewer ideologues. Ideologues are important, of course, but a functioning nation requires influential and principled voices across the spectrum. Right, left, and yes, in the center ground where Sandra Day O'Connor took her stand. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.